program back into focus here. I'm Doug Steffen along with Ken Kessler. Jennifer's off today. I don't know. Richie probably be around. Weather has improved greatly. Pretty much the storm is over unless you're way up in the northern corner of Maine into Nova Scotia, blowing out into the North Atlantic. Not without consequence, however. This storm still has a lot of people in the mid-south without power, mostly in Georgia and South Carolina. They seem to have been hit the hardest when it comes to this sort of thing because all the power lines are above ground. They're not used to having any freezing ice and that sort of thing. Brought down a lot of power lines. Matter of fact, in most of these areas, the spring is beginning. That is, leaves start to come out on trees in these areas. Where I was in Texas last week. I noticed even though the first day I was there, temperature was 24 and there was ice everywhere. The next day it was 50 as I was leaving. And as you drive, I was in a hotel right around the corner from Dealey Plaza. I was noticing, obviously, you notice what you notice at Dealey Plaza, but also the trees just beginning to have their buds. As spring begins there and it comes across by the end of the month of February, usually 1st of March, the buds are out in Washington and moves up the coast. So this storm not going to have much impact in Washington on the spring, but I'm betting it'll have some kind of, whether it's serious or not, remains to be seen. Will slow down the early growth in Georgia and the Carolinas for sure. So most of the federal government was closed down yesterday. New York City had 10 inches of snow, as did Boston, Philadelphia, a little heavier snowfall. And so there are stories, there are always stories, like this a woman who was pregnant, was killed by a snowplow in Brooklyn. The baby was saved, is in critical condition at a local hospital. Those sorts of stories continue. The people in England, I was just talking to Uri Geller a little while ago about the situation. He has a home along the Thames. Severe flooding there and all over southern England has made a mess. And people say, well, this is it, global warming. Well, maybe that is part. I've said this oftentimes. There is a combination of things going on, whether it's Mother Nature and what normally happens as the Earth continues in its cycle. And we've contributed somewhat to the problem because of all of the fossil fuels. Whatever the situation, it doesn't seem normal to us. It is kind of, but in terms of our relationship with ourselves, our lives are about 100 years. And so when you go back 1,000 years, you go back 10,000 years, you go back 100,000 years, you go back 1,000,000 years, you go back 1,000,000,000 years, you think this hasn't happened before? Of course it's happened. And when you think about it, this is really what boggles the mind. When you think, Kenny, of the fact that what was the release from a group of scientists last fall, that there are probably 800,000 to 900,000 planets at least in the universe that are just like ours. What do you suppose the weather is like there? You look up in the sky and you see all these stars and you realize those are all the stars that are in, those stars are just in our galaxy in the Milky Way. Never mind what is beyond what we could ever possibly see. But then you put it into perspective, the full moon, Valentine's Day. Isn't that what we'd rather talk about? The full moon and Valentine's Day. You don't think that's going to be exciting for those who are romantic or into romance, like all those kids that are falling in love or just hooking up over at the Winter Olympics? That's one of the items, as we probably most talked about item this week in conversation radio, given the fact that sports talk radio has become such a big thing. And this is a universal item. I'm not all that excited, and I don't tend to always follow what everybody else follows. I try to keep you up to date with what, in general, the news is, with some comments after the facts. And, yeah, the Olympic Games are intriguing. People are interested. I honestly think this is not something that lends itself well to conversation on the radio because it's such the vivid pictures, especially the beautiful weather in Sochi and the fact that there's something captured by pictures and video that you can't really get on the radio. I think the discussion, if you have vivid pictures in your mind, can be enhanced by you using your imagination when we talk about some of these things. And certainly when it comes to all the people hooking up using, what's that called, Tinder? What's that app?
Yeah,
everybody's
Tinder.
Using? Tinder, right. Okay, so all of the athletes, I was talking earlier about some of the romance that's there, 3,000 athletes, all, you know, when you consider their physicality, and normally they're pretty attractive. It isn't going to take long for lots of hooking up to take place. So, all right, that's a conversation. One of the things that isn't part of the conversation, which I guess we're all thankful for, is the threat that seemed to be part of all the conversation before the games actually began. Not a peep, not a word, not even a picture of anything that looks threatening. Now, is this because the Russians have done such a superb job, or was there really nothing to worry about in the first place? And the news media fed into all of this stuff and hurt the prospects. I mean, we may not be in love with the Russians. Russians spent a lot of money building up this city, this area, and they didn't do a very good job of it. But under the circumstances, I mean, they were trying to do something that would help enhance their own visibility, and this area's visibility as a tourist attraction doesn't seem to have too much common sense, because there are a lot of terrorists around there, and the Russians have been at odds with the people in this part of their country for not decades, but for millennia. This is part of those, one of those places where the introduction of new rulers and quote-unquote leadership comes into an area, like has happened in Asia, as had happened in Africa and other parts of the world, where the conquering heroes in quotation marks, come in and they screw everything up, and the locals resist because it's not what they're used to. And so with all of that comes the pushback, and that's what's happened in Sochi for the most part. But there doesn't seem to be any excuse me, level of fear there now. Everybody seems to be having a good time. Americans are doing better in the total medal count than they were yesterday at this time. So things are good all around. You've seen some, again, back to the focus on what you can see with video. NBC's doing very well in the ratings because a lot of people are following all this. And as I said, it's a graphic sort of thing. And other than give you maybe stories behind the scenes, radio, this is not a radio gig. This is a television gig. So at any rate, maybe it's good for us to know they were doing better, and it seems people are safer, and it's too bad the stands are not filled. Now, speaking about radio, let me spend a minute talking about something that's pretty bizarre that maybe most of you have not heard anything about, but yet it's great food for thought, I believe. The FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, had instituted under the prior chairwoman last year, before there was a new chairwoman introduced to the FCC, Federal Communication Commission, by consensus, put into force in the year 1929 a review of the licenses of radio stations, because it was just beginning. Radio was just beginning. And their charge was to make sure that two radio stations didn't apply for and have the same frequency, so they wouldn't be bumping into each other. That was it. That was the only thing they were authorized to do. From that point to this point, there's never been another authorization by Congress, but yet this is another one of these agencies that's been allowed to become crazy in terms of influence. Their budget is like $4 billion. They've got staff up the yin-yang. In fact, there was a $900,000 study done of how news was gathered and delivered by radio and television in Columbia, South Carolina. House Republicans and some Democrats reacted like hornets to this. They said in December the agency had no business probing the news media's editorial and other qualitative contributions on air, nor does it have any business in prescribing a set diet of critical information. Last week, one of the commissioners penned an op-ed piece for the Wall Street Journal saying the commission would potentially be set up to grill reporters and editors and station owners about how they decide which news stories to run. Now there's an article that has appeared this week. The FCC is, quote, quietly changing its course, and the study may be put on hold under the new chairman of the FCC, a fellow named Tom Wheeler. So, I mean, this, when you get right down to brass tacks, this is a pretty good example of Washington speak, Kenny. One of the agency reps at the FCC says, quote, "We're closely reviewing the proposal for research to determine if an alternative approach is merited." No, you morons. You need to get your nose out of this. You have no business. This is like the discussion of, what do we used to call it, the fairness doctrine. Remember how they get everybody riled up, and appropriately so? Because they have no damn business being in this. The bureaucrats, I love bureaucraties, said, quote, they wanted to understand the multi-market critical information needs of people, and they thought they'd start with this Columbia, South Carolina market, and then look around the country to see how the news is being reported. That's none of your damn business. Probably being now consigned to the basement, as well it ought to be. But I bet a lot of people didn't know this thing was even there. The hassle with Congress ought to continue until they're sure that this thing is dead. What a trigger point for a great conversation, though, under the circumstances. I'm betting they're going to spend a lot of time talking about the Comcast plan to buy Time Warner. That's one of the big issues, one of the big conversations this week, the Comcast Time Warner cable deal and the amount of money, this $45 billion deal. Can you imagine the significance of that? Woo!
This President's Day, Guitar Center wants you to feel like you have the power in your hands. Not the power to manage national affairs or change laws. I mean the cool kind of power, like the power of a Fender acoustic or an Ibanez electric guitar, $99 each. That's what I'm talking about. Plus hundreds of other deals, like a Harbinger PA system for just $169, or an MXL vocal mic or Fostex headphones, $19 each. Celebrate President's Day by feeling the power of the greatest feeling on earth, only at Guitar Center. Now through Monday.
Get ready for spring with your free gift of Lancôme top sellers exclusively at Macy's. Choose your favorites in skincare and makeup along with a cosmetics bag. All valued at $112 with any $35 minimum Lancôme purchase. Spend $70 or more and receive additional top sellers in eyeshadow shades, Bifacial Makeup Remover, and your choice of eye cream. Qualify with Genifique Youth Activating Serum, your first step day and night for radiant skin. Visit your Lancôme counter today for your free spring gift. Only at Macy's.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. The big news is we're going to have a $1,000 gift card winner next Friday in the Exergen Smart Glow Getaway Contest. And in order to become eligible, go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, and give us your best health tips for the cold and flu season. Another week of that here on Good Day.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Most romantic pop songs, I think, in the history. I think Eric Clapton, very talented guitarist, and also the way he interprets some lyrics. Listen to this. Listen to the lyrics. You think this is romantic?
Everyone turns to see this beautiful lady walking around. She asked me, do you feel alright? And I say yes, I feel wonderful tonight.
Eric Clapton's big love song, Wonderful Tonight. Nice romantic Valentine's tune for Valentine's Day, 14th of February. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler and I now focused on some entertainment, I guess news maybe, in a sense, we're feeling better about the Americans, what's going on at the Olympics, and it's always interesting to get a feel-good from some of the late-night comedians as well. Conan O'Brien laughing here about Barbie being in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
The big news, it was announced that Barbie is going to be featured in next week's swimsuit issue of Sports Illustrated. Barbie! Yes! Yeah! So it looks like I can finally say that I've made out with a Sports Illustrated swimsuit. I was 38 years old.
She loves me as much as I love her.
Is that how old he is? I thought he was older than that. Conan O'Brien's only 38?
He's older than that.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right. The discussion also this week about the Comcast Time Warner deal has a lot of people talking about this in a lot of different ways. Those of you who either have Comcast or Time Warner cable, you understand the money that's involved in this now. Here's host Susan Rose talking with John Zak and CBS financial analyst Jill Schlesinger about this $45 billion deal.
Comcast offering more than $45 billion to buy Time Warner. A move that could reshape the nation's cable landscape. What do you make of this?
Well, I made that I got up at midnight and woken out of a dead sleep to hear about news that we had mostly been expecting, but not this minute. So here's why this is so interesting. You know, this has been kind of chatted about for a while. Charter Communications has made three different offers to Time Warner Cable. The last one was valued at about, I think, $132. And Time Warner kind of rejected it, like, almost like blowing it off, like saying, oh, you guys are crazy. You're not paying enough for us. We really want more. We want $160 a share. And many in the business really thought, well, this thing is going to just be a long, drawn-out battle. Then we hear news that that Charter came back with that nearly $160. It's $158.82. And so this is, again, $23 above where Time Warner Cable's trading right now. It's a huge boon to Time Warner investors. Now, for the customers, we don't know. This is going to face intense regulatory scrutiny. It is going to be a big deal. And, you know, I don't think it's a slam dunk that the deal gets done, because just look at what we saw this week with Sprint and T-Mobile. I think the regulators are feeling a little bit anxious about having big companies combine in a very uncrowded space.
Well, Jill, who has to sign off on this?
Well, the FCC is going to have to really say, is this really going to pass muster here? And I think that that's going to be interesting. I mean, it's a period of time where I think consumers are feeling a little bit squeezed, and so both the FCC and the Department of Justice certainly you're going to have to sign off on it. We'll see. I mean, look, maybe they're going to get through. It's just not going to be easy.
You know, we've been through mega mergers before, and usually they're not that good for the consumer, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the worst part, because when you're talking about two big companies, what will often happen is when you're taking one big player out of the picture, consumers are now going to be facing potentially higher rates.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan. Coming right up, is Governor Chris Christie already toast presidentially?
Son, you're a young man now. I just wanted to take a few minutes and talk about, well, about men and women.
I know all about that stuff.
Well, you might know a little biology, but do you know how to treat a woman?
I guess I could use a little direction. So how do I treat a woman, Dad?
You know, I'm not going to tell you. You have to figure that out by yourself.
How?
Well, first I suggest you watch a lot of bad TV and violent movies and observe how women get treated there.
Okay, I'm kind of doing that already. What else?
Well, let's see. Oh, yeah, when you're at school, be sure to take careful note of what irresponsible older boys say.
I sure will.
Sometimes the only message boys get is the wrong one. Many young men need advice and direction on how to behave towards women. You can help provide it. By teaching boys early that violence against women is wrong, you can help prevent domestic violence. For tips on what to say, visit www.endabuse.org. End abuse. Teach early. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council and the Family Violence Prevention Fund.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question from Madeline and Reagan. Even if nothing new turns up in the Christie Bridgegate scandal, do we know enough that he's disqualified from being a credible Republican nominee in 2016?
If he's telling the truth and that there's this other guy maybe cutting some kind of deal,
right.
I can't believe Christie would get so far out there. He's too good of a politician if he really did know something. Does this knock him out of contention? Only if he is found to be lying. Otherwise, it strengthens him, because it looks like everybody's making a mountain out of a molehill, and he was telling the truth in the beginning. He fought back.
I think he's toast now. I don't think, even if he survives this, even if it turns out that he wasn't
for the nomination or a general election.
I think for the nomination. I think he'll be beaten to death with this thing by his opponents.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Mary Madeline.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $1,000. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Make the discussion. Sometimes we make up some of the information just for fun, but mostly we're about the facts and the comments, the opinions that you may have on some of the issues of the day, the important stories of the day, what your view may be in terms of the esoteric impact. How do you like that for big, whoo, big words? 888-30. You like that? 888-302-DOUG, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show, email to Kenny or Doug at DougStephan.com. All right, so let's see here. We have the weather, which is a big part of conversation today here and in Europe. What do we have in terms of the winter storm, what it has wrought upon those who would like to comment about it, Kenny?
I don't have anything about that. I think a lot of those people still don't have power. I know there's 400,000 or 500,000 who are still out of power this morning.
Yeah.
Do have a lot of comments on Facebook about Ralph Waite passing away.
Yeah, what a shame.
The father on the Waltons.
85, yeah, another. So it's well, they say these things happen in threes.
Right, yeah.
So that means that he would be number three. And Sid Caesar number two, and the passing of, it just went out of my mind.
Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple on Wednesday. So Wednesday was Shirley Temple. Thursday it was Sid Caesar. And now today Ralph Waite, who looked fairly healthy. He's been on NCIS as the father of isn't he the father of,
yeah, of Gibbs.
Mark Harmon's Gibbs character? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been in some other things as well. Did he have something? Did he have a heart attack? Well, how did he die?
I think it just said natural causes.
Yeah.
Well, it could be that they just haven't released more information.
So what are people saying?
The first comment is from Mike and said, there's number three. They always go in threes.
There's an echo here.
Yeah.
He said it first, though, maybe. Yeah, what else?
Carol said he was one of the best things about that show.
Yeah, he was.
Chuck Curry said many will also remember him as the helicopter pilot in Cliffhanger in 1990.
You know, that's right. That was, yes, and he got killed in that movie. That was a Sylvester Stallone movie.
Yeah.
Remember that? And the bad guy was, I can see him, the great New York character actor. Anyway, yeah, I remember that. Now, I wouldn't have thought about it. But leave it to Chuck to bring up that one. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what else?
Norman said he was also Gibbs' dad on NCIS, and that he never missed an episode of The Waltons. And Richard said, goodbye, old friend. You will live as long as there is TV.
Isn't that sweet? Ralph Waite passing away at the age of 85. The bad guy in that movie was John Lithgow. I was trying to think. I had John.
Yeah.
Remember him? And he didn't. He's not really been a bad guy in many movies, but he was a pretty good bad guy in that movie, as I recall. All right, so we have a moment for Ralph Waite. 888-302-3684, 23 minutes for the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. A lot of people talking, and appropriately so, about the Olympics with a certain amount of American pride, because we're doing well, we're in third place, and the countries that are doing better than we are normally much more associated with the kinds of things that the Winter Olympic Games are all about. So congratulations to them, congratulations to the people from our teams who are doing well. Here's a radio guy named Nick Reed who thinks that there's something very important, and that's why we're underscoring this. Listen to this conversation about what this fellow thinks we ought to take away from engaging, watching, and thinking about the Olympic Games.
We watch the Olympics, and we see people win, and then we applaud, and the opening ceremonies are nice, and we watch the medal count to see if we're going to be the best and all that stuff. But I think there's actually a much more important takeaway in the Olympics. And that is what human beings are capable of. As we progress through our, year after year and month after month, day after day, we, particularly here in America, assimilate into this idea more and more that people can't do things on their own. They can't take care of themselves. Everything that we talk about in terms of government getting involved is based on the premise that people can't do it for themselves or should not be allowed to do it for themselves. And I think what we see, I know what we see, when you look at the Olympics and what it is that some of these people do, is realize what total BS it is that we need the government to do all of these things because people just can't do it for themselves. Now, some are going to say, well, not everybody's an Olympian. I'm not claiming everyone is an Olympian. But what I'm saying is that as human beings, we are pretty remarkable when it comes to what we are capable of. Here's how I look at it. An Olympian, some 17, 18-year-old, and I've joked in the past, they make it to the Olympics, and I've joked about the fact that I've never in my entire life, nor will I ever in my entire life that I can foresee, work nearly as hard for anything as this 17 or 18-year-old kid has when it comes to making it to the Olympics. Now, I could, and I'm not talking about that particular Olympic event just because you try really, really hard to be a great long jumper or a great speed skater doesn't mean that you're going to. But in terms of just everyday life, you know, work, whatever work may be, earning a living, when you look at people like those individuals that devote the amount of time they do when it comes to the Olympics, and you realize how little the average American actually, a little effort, compared to what we could put in, we actually do put in. I mean, I think if I put as much time and devotion into my career as some of these people do into theirs when it comes to the Olympics, if you want to call it a career, it's a competition, but you understand what I'm saying. I think to myself, I have no idea where I'd be. Can't even begin to fathom where I'd be.
Isn't that a wonderful way of applying what's going on there and the thought process that goes on with many, and I don't think that's a political statement. I didn't take it as a political. That's just reality.
No.
Work hard and get someplace. Hello? That's what America is all about, isn't it? You don't make that stuff up. That's what America is all about. I found that to be a fascinating philosophy. That's why I thought you'd enjoy listening to that. Speaking of things that are going on also, the lessons that can be learned from what's going on at the Olympics, there's an American freestyle skier. I get paid by the word, so I sometimes put words together that almost make sense. A freeskiel. Anyway, this guy's name is Gus Kenworthy. Have you heard about him? He's a slope styler and a recent Olympic silver medalist. What he's doing, trying to solve the stray dog problem. You've probably heard that the Russians are shooting, killing the stray dogs that are running all over the place over there. You've heard that story, right? Part of the distraction.
Yeah.
We always like to take, we don't like the Russians. Or at least that's, you know, there's kind of that thing, the American thing about the Russians and the Russians and their thing about America. Most of it's made up and it's trite. But anyway, in terms of the government, this fellow Kenworthy has been picking up stray puppies. Got four yesterday, and their mother. He's making arrangements to have them sent back to our country. He's an animal lover, admits to that. He's seen, he says, hundreds of these strays roaming around, and this is hard for him to watch and deal with. So he's arranged for kennels to carry the dogs and to get their vaccinations. He said family members who are here in America are rather lining up people to adopt these dogs. He says, I'm going to keep one of them for myself. So there's another reason to pay tribute to a guy like Gus Kenworthy and the ideas and ideals that we have as Americans. Right? There's no getting around it. There are some people who have great motivation. And these sorts of stories, even though they're the sidebars, I think they make more interesting. Because I've said this 100 times. I don't really care about the Olympics. It's great when we do well, and it's good for national pride. It's good to see people who achieve. And along with the conversation the last gentleman had here on the program, we don't have to, but I think it's nice to appreciate what some of these people can do under pressure. You really want to accomplish something? Look at the way they've honed their bodies. Look at the skill that they've developed. They deserve the attention, the accolades, and the praise that they get, especially if they win, which shows that when you pursue something like that, I don't, you know, whether it's sometimes the summer games or a lot of things, athletic competition in general or sports, people who ride horses, equestrian pursuits, people who do well in the pursuit of their goal, whether it's as an amateur or a professional, if you do well, it's good to have a tip of the hat. It's nice to feel good, nice to know that you could do it, and nice for others to say in a way that they really mean it, congratulations, you did well. Isn't that, we all want to hear that, and there's nothing wrong with that as long as it's in earnest. We oftentimes make fun and we laugh of some of these things. You see a car on the road. I'm the proud parent of an honor roll student at Mafovsky's Junior High School. I think that's meaningless stuff. But I really think when you do well in pursuit of an athletic goal that really is serious and takes lots of work and concentration and hope and all of that stuff, that there is well-deserved praise. And then when something like this happens, where this guy, Kenworthy, picks up the stray puppies, there's an issue there, and good for him on that level as well. All right, do you agree? Do you think that that's the right thing? Comment if you want. 16 before the hour, that's what we're all about here, thinking about what's going on in the world, and you commenting it. Jennifer is off today. I think she's back on Monday, Kenny. Isn't she, Jennifer, back on Monday?
I think so,
yeah. Roberta's off for another trip, family thing. Lots of people got things going on in their lives, and so we roll with the punches here on Good Day. One of the things that you may not want to roll with any longer is the way your face looks. Many of you have bags and puffiness under your eyes brought about by the conditions that we've had to live under the last 2-3 months. Rough weather, people not being able to work, they're worried about money, they're not sleeping well at night. So Genucel comes into the picture. If you haven't ordered Genucel yet, now's the best time to spoil yourself with an extended Valentine's Day sale. Yes, as you've listened to me talk about Genucel, which has been created from stem cell technology, this is the new treatment for bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The results, some of the people that I'm hearing from just can't quite believe how well this works. If you've been using Genucel for a couple of months, you know exactly how it works. The puffiness around your eyes is gone. The crow's feet, small lines disappearing. You will love this product. Genucel, available at 800-543-9262. Order it right now. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the legendary Esotique Wrinkle Treatment Face Cream free with your order. Genucel starts working in 12 hours. Esotique starts working in a day. You'll see this incredible change to your face. 800-543-9262. Express shipping is yours free. as this deal has been extended. Nothing to lose except the bags, the puffiness, the wrinkles around your eyes and on your face. So don't wait. Call right now while you're thinking about it. 800-543-9262 for Genucel. Lots of great treatment for your face and around your eyes. 800-543-9262.
Really?
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes about fantastic. It was Boston beer.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Single this Valentine's Day? 1 in 10 Americans turn to online dating sites to find love. But finding your perfect match in a sea of profiles can be tricky. Dating and relationship expert Andrea Sirtash has foolproof tips for finding love online this Valentine's Day.
With more than 40 million Americans meeting online, there are many things you can do to increase your chances of making a love connection. Before you meet in person, confirm there's chemistry on Skype with a pre-date video call. For your date, find an activity you both want to try. Even if you're not a match, you'll still have fun. Once you do find your mate, keep the spark alive. Send a flirty Skype video message to build anticipation for your next rendezvous.
Whether single or attached, get connected from wherever you are on Valentine's Day and every day for as little as $10 with a Skype e-gift card. Visit shop.skype.com for details.
Hey, girl, I missed you so much. Give me a yuck.
Ooh, Max, your breath.
Love stinks.
Don't let bad doggy breath come between you and your pooch. Try Nutrident Complete from Nylabone, the all-natural dental treat that's clinically proven to clean teeth better than weekly brushing. That's because Nutrident Complete's unique 360-degree scrubbing nubs fight built-up plaque and tartar, the number one cause of doggy breath. Nylabone Nutrident and Nutrident Complete. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat. Available at PetSmart. To learn more about Nutrident and save money, visit Nylabone.com. That's Nylabone.com. Nylabone.com.
All right, let's continue with the commentary here in terms of what's going on and what people are talking about. Georgia not getting any love this Valentine's Day, according to the sheriff of Oconee. Is that how you pronounce it? O-C-O-N-E County in Georgia. Today's holiday has been canceled. So there's no Valentine's. Our county is a no Valentine Day zone. Police department's Facebook page, he wrote that men are exempt from having to run out and buy lottery scratchers and Hershey bars from the corner stores until February 18th. Because of the ice, the snow, the freezing rain, the post is, of course, tongue-in-cheek. A lot of women have responded with cries of, no excuses!
Yeah.
I got a nice box for Valentine's Day of those strawberries covered in chocolate. You know how good that is? Matter of fact, I'm going to have one right now. Those things are great, great, great. What are you doing for Valentine's Day? What are you getting for Valentine's Day? What are you hoping for Valentine's Day? Some things to think about. 51 after. This is Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right, Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's good. I like that, Richie. Very nice.
Called, Lucky Lips.
Call what? Do you have
Lucky Lips?
Burlesque Boogie. Why don't you get to the microphone so we can hear what you're saying?
I'm right here.
Burlesque Boogie.
Burlesque Boogie.
That reminds me of the Jive Aces.
Yeah.
Isn't that sort of? Yeah. All right, 54 After Boys Club here on Good Day. Kenny and Richie and I without the ladies. Moving into Tech Talk time now on Good Day. Shelley Palmer is our reporter. And with us in a few moments, he's going to talk to you about Amazon competing with Netflix. And I'm going to tell you something. If you haven't bought stock in Netflix, now would be a good time to do it. Amazon's good stock as well. But there's competition going on between the two of them for new original online video content. You can sort of understand how it works with Netflix. Have you seen some of the promotion for some of the movies they're doing, that sort of thing, with major actors, major productions? Is Amazon going to do the same thing? We'll find out in a moment from Shelley Palmer here on Good Day.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Netflix may be the streaming site claiming awards for its original shows, but Amazon has started to bring the heat. Amazon recently released its second batch of 10 original pilots, and it's asking Prime customers to vote on which they want to see turned into full series. Amazon's full batch of pilots last year led to two new shows, Betas and Alpha House. Both were fairly well received, but neither was a critical darling like Netflix's House of Cards. Could Amazon's second batch of pilots hold its breakout hit? Five of the 10 new shows are aimed aimed at kids, but others include a series from X-Files creator Chris Carter that's vaguely reminiscent of Lost, while another follows a Los Angeles detective in a story based off a best-selling novel from Michael Connelly. If you watch any of these shows, it'll be obvious that Amazon's production values are much higher this time around. Time will tell if any of these series will take off, but one thing's clear, Netflix should watch its back. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
I commute from Schenectady to Manhattan. It's about a 6-hour round trip, but it's cool. My family loves Schenectady, and I love books on tape. It's a lot of time to spend driving alone. On the other hand, Schenectady is really close to the highway, so...
Life is a long drive. Make sure your car is along for the ride. Mobil Super Motor Oil is formulated to help prevent sludge and protect against wear. Mobil Super, for long engine life.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
All right, so let's see what else is going on in the world of technology, shall we? There's a video that we posted at DougStefan.com. One of the new things on Facebook is the Facebook movie. We're talking with Shelley Palmer about the movies that Netflix and Amazon are producing. Have you seen these Facebook movies? People get to see a short video chronicling some of their activity on Facebook. Is this bizarre?
It randomly takes your posts and makes them into a movie.
But you don't have a say. You're not asking them to do it. They just do it.
They say they're going to change it so that you get to pick what's included in it and whether you're going to have.
But
it.
But why would they do this? What is the attraction?
Well, I mean, Facebook is all about.
It was for Facebook's 10th anniversary last week.
Oh, really?
And so, you have to click on something for this movie to be put together. They don't just send them out.
Oh, they don't. Okay. It would seem like a lot of work, in fact, unless they figured out how to just do it automatically.
Well, it is done automatically.
Is it really?
And that's part of the beef, is people want to be able to choose what goes in it instead of them choosing.
I wouldn't have to do it. My Facebook page for the farm, I support Easley Farm, but I don't know, should we do it for Doug Stephan?
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.